This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A measure to ban so-called ghost guns in Colorado is expected to be introduced soon in the legislature. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The proposal would make it illegal to construct or own a firearm without a manufacturer's serial number on it. Democratic Senator Chris Hansen is one of the main sponsors and says there's a huge public safety benefit to reducing the number of ghost guns.
Unfortunately, we've had several of the recent tragedies that have been tied directly to ghost guns or unserialized parts. Unfortunately, it's one of the ways that kids are getting access to guns.
There have been reports that both the shooter at Club Q nightclub and Denver's East High School possess ghost guns. Opponents say the proposal would violate the spirit of the Second Amendment. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There are new rules for people who compost along the Front Range. CPR's Sam Brash reports many cities started allowing only food scraps and yard waste this past weekend.
Those cities include Denver, Boulder, Arvada, and many other communities that work with A1 Organics. The company is the state's largest commercial compost processor. And after years of struggling with contamination, it's banning all paper and packaging starting April 1st. That includes cups, forks, or other products labeled compostable. The company says that's necessary because those items are tougher to process, and they lead people to wishfully toss plastic items into their compost bins. The only exceptions are green bags used to collect food scraps. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The boat ramp at Cherry Creek Reservoir is open for the season. Park rangers will inspect boats for invasive species and check for life jackets and other safety equipment. State park officials are hoping for improved water safety compared to last year, when Colorado saw a record-breaking 40 drownings in state-run bodies of water. Most of those deaths were from people falling into the water without a life jacket. Sunny spring weather at state parks and elsewhere turns much colder tomorrow. Metro highs today in the 60s. It's back into the 30s. Around Denver on Tuesday. This is CPR News.